Look, as I said earlier, this debate has become very toxic. It's people who write absolutely right and people they say are absolutely wrong. We have to look at the reality of where we are. We have that track in place. The rail review up to 2050 doesn't even mention it. It speaks of a new line. So let's be real with the people out there. What can we hope to deliver in the meantime? Or are we going to try and sell people this idea that we can have the railway in the next 5 years? I've heard people say that to me. That is not going to happen. Yes, as I said before, a lot of the people who are shouting about it now, as chairperson of the Council for the West, I pushed for this. And I am absolutely still pushing for it. But I recognise that the reality is that in the next period of time, the next 20, 25 years, it's not going to be on that track. So what I want is I want something that will support the communities in South Sligo, people themselves, tourism, and make a real difference instead of trying to say that we just can have everything we want tomorrow, because we can't, but we can have the Greenway. It was already in place in the sense that the project was well advanced, and to lose it would be just criminal. It would be just ridiculous. And within 6 months, that's the issue here. Within 6 months, Éireann Ó Éireann could say, we want that track back to deliver a railway. So what the people of South Sligo can look forward to, which is brilliant, is that we could have a greenway, and then when the money is there, and I'm pushing for it, but I know it's not immediate, and that those who will be there in 10, 15, 20 years' time deliver it. But for now, for today, we can deliver a greenway. We have delivered and are delivering on the N17. We can deliver the greenway and there to deliver on the railway when that happens. So let's get what we can. Let's not just talk about what might be, what could be, what should be. Let's deliver what we can. That's what I'm about. Not talking about it, not talking about plans, but just talking about what we can deliver. And I'm really pleased to say that both the Taoiseach and the Tánaiste agree with that position, because I've asked them more than once, and my colleagues, and I wouldn't like to leave them out because they've been hugely influential and supportive. Frank Feehan and Eamon Ganlan have worked really hard for this, because what we want is something positive, really positive, that we can deliver for South Sligo.